Well, today is a perfect example of what can happen, you know, while creating and trying to keep the flow open and keep it coming and stay focused. You get off days, at least I do. And this morning I was pretty happy. It was a really good day. The weather is still lousy. It's still rainy in between, rainy, cloudy, just kind of dreary weather, but I was in a good mood, and I worked on creating this morning with the 3.6 million. I couldn't get into the feeling. I kept working at it, and I quit for a couple of minutes, and I do it again, and I just had to keep going, finally, and I was probably at it for an hour altogether, and finally I got to that feeling for probably about a minute or two, and then I did something else, and then I went back to it, and I got it again for a minute or a little less, I think, something like that, yeah. So I'm going to do it again a little bit later today and get to hold it for at least 3-4 minutes. You know, that feeling of appreciation, that feeling of confidence with it. But now I'm feeling kind of down. I made a phone call, got some news that I kind of disappointed me and people in general, you know. And it's not the worst news, it's just disappointing news. And sometimes I just wonder about people, you know, we get so wrapped up in stuff, so wrapped up in trying to make money, trying to survive, trying to get the money from each other instead of working on creating it and just letting it come. We're so busy trying to get it from each other. And that in itself is where the problem really lies with money. I mean, we play all these little games. Anyway, I got disappointed, and so that's kind of pulled me down a little bit. So I'm feeling a little down, a little depressed about it. Now, I know if I stay in this state, the longer I stay in it, I've got the doors of what I want and the things that I want while I'm in this state are actually closed. I'm not in a receiving state. So no matter what I've asked for, sent the energy out to create it, to bring it here, at this time, it's basically stopped exactly where it is. So, if you're looking at energy and it's over there at a distance, just using that as an example, then it was traveling towards me, but now it's stopped while I'm staying in this feeling. So, I know I gotta let go and move on, because in all, what I want to create is much nicer and much beautiful than this thing that I was sort of half-assed looking forward to. But it's kind of an odd thing, because I just realized I was using that other thing as a backup. Strange enough, right? My creation doesn't come in time, then I'll use this as a backup. Well, so now that backup is kind of crumbled a little bit. And in a sense, I should just let go of that. It's just time to let go of that. And also, in a sense, it's perhaps time to let go of that insecurity. Obviously, there must be a little bit of insecurity in me saying that what if, you know, what if it doesn't come. And it's not like I need the $3.6 million to survive. You know, I can do very well without it. So that's not really an issue. It's just kind of, I guess, the whole thing has turned into a little bit more than what it should be. So, anyway, I need to let go. To let go of the disappointment. To let go of that feeling. See the positiveness in it, switch back to positive feelings, because that's where everything kind of happens and clicks. That's where the magic comes, right? That's where everything that I ask for can flow in. All the stuff that I've been witnessing coming in. Sometimes that's the thing, you know? Sometimes we get these moments where something else happens and it looks like in the long run a negativity thing, but you don't know, you know? I don't know what the long-term game is of exactly what I'm creating. I don't know what the full outcome is of what I'm creating. So the universe may be closing that door, in a sense, because it needs to in order to allow the other thing to come properly. I don't know that for sure, right? I can just kind of guess at it. Now I know in the past things like that have happened before. What, when I was creating, looked like a disappointment at the end, turned out an actual positive thing, which was necessary to make what I was asking, the thing that I was asking for, happen, even though all the situation was in a way where, you know, it's almost impossible for it to happen. So, certain things do have to change, and we have to allow them to change. I think same as we have to overcome any fears we have of what that change will bring. And everything we ask for will bring in some change, always. But you know, I think to never feel disappointment, never feel a twinge of anger, or never feel upset, or anything like that, I don't think that's realistic. I think in the long run, no matter how happy you are, you get those moments where you're going to feel that. I don't think they need to stay, those moments. We can hang on to them, keep them going, or we can just simply let go of them and move on. You know, I think that's the biggest thing to learn, is to let go. I mean, we hang on stuff too much, and that hanging is also resistance, because grabbing on to something is like saying there's fear of losing it. So the more you grab on to it, I mean, the more, in a sense, that's fear of losing it. Fear of it going away and something better not coming in to replace it. See, it's one of those gravy jobs, you know, the ones that you get and you make so much money off them. They're so good in that way that you literally can take the whole summer off and pay for it in this one little swig of a job. In the contract business, these are, well, they're not that common. They're just what we call gravy train jobs, you know, because they pay for everything. They just, they're like little boosters. They're like winning a lottery ticket, basically. That's what they are. And I've had a whole string of them in a row for about a stretch of 2 years. Bang, 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 bang. You know, one after the other. That's kind of how I wore myself out, because no sooner I get done with another one would pop up and drop into my lap, and they're so good that you don't want to say no. So you just keep working and you keep working, and then finally you just go, you can't anymore. But the universe still keeps on trying to bring it, so I had to shut down finally, and that's, you know, why, and partially I was going through to the therapy there, and because I had wore my physical body out, and the jobs still keep coming. I have to keep saying no, no, no to them, which is not that much fun, because you go, oh man, but that's the way it goes sometimes. That's also what happens. Sometimes you get really good at creating something, it just keeps flowing, and then you almost have to learn how to gauge it, how to kind of control the flow of it, because it almost starts to come too much. And I remember someone who talks a lot about creating and teaches that, said. He said, well, you know, we'll do this for a few years. Then people will get so good at creating their stuff that we'll have to do seminars on how to slow it down. Because people will be going, my God, there's too much coming too fast. That'd be fun, huh? We'll do the opposite for a little while. We've been going through this lifestyle of not enough. You know, it's always not enough, always a little short. And we'll switch it around and we'll go through a phase of way too much till we find the balance. It's all part of the fun. Anyway, now that I'm kind of talking about it, I'm starting to feel better. Because I think I sort of didn't want it. Yeah, that's really the truth. I didn't really want it. I just didn't really want to let go. That's a funny thing, right? You don't really want it, but you don't want to let it go either. I wonder if someone else feels those kind of feelings every now and then. Besides, for 2 years I've been creating those gravy jobs, so I can start again anytime I want. It was pretty easy, actually, so all I did was really focus on the feeling of excitement of getting and having the job. Well, no, it wasn't getting, it was actually having. The same as I'm doing with the 3.6 million now, the actual having. So, anyway, it's all these feelings and stuff we gotta go through, you know, and think all this stuff again and again and again. It's like that's a chore every day. What happened to living innocent? You know, just for breathing for the sake of breathing. I don't know. Always so much thinking, always so much complications. Working this out, working that out. Always questioning everything, right? See, it would be better if I was a little more accepting of the surroundings around me while staying focused on really what I want. Because that would mean I would hear what I heard and go, okay, oh yeah, fine. Drop it and move on. So it would virtually have no effect on me whatsoever, and I would stay right in the creating of what I want without a hiccup, which means the stuff I've been creating can continue to travel towards me uninterrupted. That means I have to sort of just accept the surroundings, but in a sense, with my feeling, stay focused on what I want. And we're just gonna, yeah, and so that would be with the 3.6 million. In this case, or whatever it be. So if I was trying to create, let's say, or not trying, playing with it, working on it, nah, it's not a good to say, let's just say, creating a car, a brand new car. I am experiencing, creating the experience of owning a brand new car. So, in the meantime, let's say my car breaks down, rather than letting that upset the situation, you just accept it, let it go, continue on with feeling what it feels like to own that new car, and allow that just to be whatever it is, instead of judging the situation as saying, oh, see, I must not be creating right, and now I've created worse problems, and so on and so forth. Rather than questioning that, just allow it. So like the other day when the car broke down because of the radiator hose, but we fixed it really quickly, saw something else, and frankly it was a perfect time because it could have been on the highway to somewhere else where I could not have probably fixed it really quick. Who knows, you know. I think we just have to allow these things, because this is really the way our world is, in a sense. It's imperfect. And maybe someday it will be more perfect than what it is now, in some manner, or however we measure perfection. I think more resistance is created by resisting and fighting against these little things that just naturally come about. And really, here's the thing. Years back, before my first books on sending love stuff and everything else, I mean, I had so many things always happen to me. It was like bad luck, you know. It's just, my life was sucked. You could give me gold and I could turn it to shit. So all that is switched around. It's exactly the opposite. But, you know, you continue on because the odd time some little thing happens and you still go, well, why is this happening? I mean, I've grown a billion miles from where I was. And now, you know, I'm griping about one little thing. And that's, I think, an issue that's got to be looked at. So, but on the other hand, I think I'm learning to let go more and more quickly all the time, and go back to stay focused on what I want. So I'm going to go now and switch the laundry over, and then I'm going to go and save my 3.6 million. And I'm starting to think about the next thing, because I'm only going to keep this, the 3.6 million creating, for a few more weeks, then I want to let go of it. Totally. And I want to switch then to something else. And I'm starting to think about what that item might be. It's been a long time since I had a brand spanking new car. You know, you get that new car smell and everything in there. I haven't had one of those in ages. I think it'd be fun to create a brand new one right off the lot. Paid for, you know, no mortgage payments, no payments. Just own it, outright have it. So the question also becomes, what kind of car? Small one, big one, luxurious one, sports car. So I'm starting to look around and trying to look at different pictures and see what I want. And the other day I was driving past the car lot and I drove a little slower and took a look, see what kind of cars they have out now. Every time I watch a movie, I look at the cars. So that's how I kind of start the process. And then I keep going until I find something that looks good. That would be fun. May not be the car I'll drive for the next 20 years, but probably for a while anyway, till I change my mind. So, I just need to find what really kind of attracts me now. That something that would fit, perhaps with my character, you know, like a hat. A hat is something that sort of has to suit you, suit your mood. And I think a car is much like that. So I gotta find a car that fits my mood, my behavior right now, the way I want to be. And pick on that. Because I look at pickup trucks and they look pretty cool. I look at little sports cars and that looks pretty cool. So I can't quite make up my mind yet. But I'll work it out. Yeah, so once I find the car, I'll find a picture of it, like a small one I can put in my pocket. Or I'll just draw a little doodle drawing that represents that car. Because really what I'm trying to do is get a feeling of it, the feeling of having it, how it feels to drive it. And again, the confidence, and the appreciation of having it, so that, you know, the energy, the love flows to create it. Exactly the same way I'm doing the 3.6 million, I'll do the car. I think that's what I'm going to pick. Anyway, I got to do my laundry now, so that's enough.